Hey, Carlos.
What's up?
Did you hear about that Viagra shipment that got missing?
No.
They don't know who did it, but they're on the lookout for hardened criminals.
Okay. Okay, so Matt.
Yeah.
So, a giraffe walks into a bar, orders a few drinks, passes out. A few minutes later, guy walks into the bar, says, "Hey, what's that lion there on the floor?" Bartender says, "It's not a lion, it's a giraffe."
Hey, Carlos.
What's up?
What do you call it when Batman skips church?
What?
Christian Bale.
Okay. So two satellites meet on a roof. The wedding wasn't that great, but the reception was awesome.
Alright, so Carlos.
Yeah, what's up?
A rabbi, a dinosaur, and a cheeseburger walk into a drugstore.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Nerd Vomit. I'm Texas T115. This is my good friend Ritsukun 17, aka Matt and Carlos. So we got a lot to go over today, guys. So we're just gonna jump right in. Matt, you had some exciting developments about the game Destiny.
Yeah.
Tell them who you were talking to. Tell them like the story behind that. What you were doing.
So okay, none of you know this, but my birthday is coming up. Yay! So for my birthday, best friend Carlos here is going to get me the Call of Duty version of the Xbox One.
Gonna try.
Yeah. So I recently talked to Microsoft and I was like, hey, if I get Destiny for Xbox One, am I going to be able to transfer my 360 data to my Xbox One data? And the guy told me he was real nice about it. He's like, so I play Destiny as well. I love it. I'm a level 30 warlock. And I was like,
he said he was a level 30.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's a level 30 warlock. This guy's amazing. And he was like, yeah. So
wait, hold on. Finally just clicked it. He was a level 30.
Yeah.
Like 30.
Level cap.
Dude, I haven't even seen like a 30 in the entire game. Like I saw a 29 yesterday and I just about like freaked out and nearly crapped my pants.
Yeah, they're like a rare breed of unicorn or whatever. It's basically like...
Did you just compare guardians to unicorns?
No. Level 30 guardians to unicorns.
It's level 30 unicorns or just unicorns? Because there's a difference.
Level 30 unicorns would be pretty scary.
That would be scary. that's a whole other thing.
They're like... To me, they're like when you watch Sword Art Online and you see like a really high breed, like the beta testers in Sword Art Online, like you hardly see them. They're already up there doing whatever. Like it's crazy. Shit. That's how. So yeah, I recently talked to him, and he's like, "So, what Bungie did with Destiny is that they made all your data on your Guardian multi-platform compatible. So what that means is I can take my 360 Guardian." And bring it to the PS4 or the PS3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can do that. So I can definitely bring it to the Xbox One. So you and me can play together and, like, clan it up and form, like, a really huge fire team and stuff like that. Which I told him, hey, can you give me your gamer tag so we can form an even bigger clan team with a few of my friends? And he's like, well, technically I'm not supposed to send out gamer tags and stuff like that, but I'll make an exception and I'll message you on Xbox Live later. So to which he did.
Cool. But no, you told me the story of like how you added this guy and everything. But there was something that you were saying about subclasses. What was it about subclasses?
So what's really cool is this guy told me to check out the Grimoire. And what the Grimoire was is you can view it on your Destiny Companion app, which was free on the App Store. There are these info cards that give you more in-depth information as to the universe of Destiny, who these characters are, who the breeds of like, the classes are, who like what the races are, what's the background info behind them. Well, there are two extra empty race cards on there, or the subclass cards, like you know how the Warlock has a Voidwalker, and then the other one. Well, there are two extra ones that are not there. That are like no matter like he's played as all the guardians and got both subclasses and there's just two missing. So
yeah, well I've also noticed you know when I play as the warlock you know I've got Voidwalker and I've got Sunsinger but there's always one missing
that one extra
yeah there's that one
so
extra.
So what there are two theories as to what he thinks is going to happen. One I'm really excited for and I hope he's right. And one is just a more practical kind of okay I can see that. So the practical one is that when they come out with the new expansion pack coming this December, which is going to be the Dark Below, they're going to come out. They're going to bring the extra subclass, that extra little third subclass that looks like it fits in there with each Guardian. They're going to bring that in. Because it's just kind of like a World of Warcraft like thing or whatever. Like, here's some extra stuff for your Guardian. Here, like, better. Because it's going to come with better weapons, better armor, more rare items.
Oh, no shit.
Like, yeah. It's a whole expansion pass, like Mist of Pandaria, whatever. It's a whole little storyline.
You think they'll give us another level cap? Like, I wouldn't blame them. But, like, if they decide to do the level cap, level cap. If they decide to do it with either light, or if they're just going to give us more levels to boost up on. Because he give us more levels. It's gonna be exactly like World of Warcraft, where it sucks if you're just starting.
Yeah,
but you're gonna have a long way to go.
Yeah,
but if you do it with light, I guess it's a little better because you not only can you go past 30, but now you got to get even better armor and stuff. But that might make you OP.
Nah, yes and no. I was talking to somebody else before I get back to this extra stuff that I was gonna tell you about. I was talking to other people, and they were like, man, it's really hard to level up. You know, like, you have to actually wait for the Engrams to drop, and you have to go to the Cryptarch and hope you get really
good. You just turned to 20.
Yeah, I just turned 20.
Oh, you're about to learn.
I just turned level 20, yeah. And it's pretty hard. Like, I only found two pieces of armor, and it's barely just a pair of gloves. And it's just the, what's it called? It's just the boots. And what's it called? So they kind of like said, "Oh, it's really hard. Like, it's going to be really hard to level up," which kind of makes a lot of sense, and it makes it equal for everybody. To which, where, what's it called? That it won't take you that long to reach level 20, but it'll take you long to reach past level 20. You know what I mean? So after a while, everybody will kind of be in the same page, and we'll be at that equal level of difficulty to reach a higher level. So if they were to raise that light level cap, it'd be kind of like all of us on the same page, kind of like still, you know? So it makes sense to reach the light level cap. But what I was going to talk to you about was the other theory of there being a new Guardian coming into the mix. There's a theory going around that a new Guardian is coming soon. Whether it's going to be released in the new Dark Below expansion pass or later on, but that's the theory.
Is there any like talk of what this new Guardian will be? What
no, race there's it will? Just there's just like you know murmured like rumors going around that hey there might be a new Guardian coming up. Like what? Why else are there just going to be two? You know, because if there were three extra subclasses, then those subclasses would go, you know, respectively one to each Guardian. So you'd have a third subclass for each Guardian, essentially. But there's only two. That leads you to believe, like, okay, then not only two out of the three Guardians can get an extra subclass. So they have to... The rumor is that they're bringing an extra Guardian to come out that has its own two subclasses.
That would be too crazy. I'm definitely excited to see what that would be like. I can't... Because what do we have? We have a Woken, we have an Exo, and we have a Human.
No. Like, Hunter, Titan, and Warlock.
Oh, you're
an
talking...
extra Guardian, yeah.
Oh,
an extra class. Right. That the race thing was there too. Like there's extra slots in the race class as well. So that leads us to believe that extra races are going to come out later on with the expansion passes, hopefully, and stuff like that as well. Like this, so many theories are coming out that this game is planning to get big with better races or more races, a different Guardian, you know, different Guardian class.
What other Guardian could you really add? Because I mean, you've got Warlock, you've got your tank, your tank being the. The Titan,
yeah.
And you've got your Hunter, which is your stealthy and, you know, lays back and helps you. But I guess I can't see it only because there's no healer, you know? If you're running a party, there's no healer. There's no one there to help you. But the Titan does have one option to where you can be a defense Titan, and that's where, like, you basically lose all your attack privileges, and it's all about defending and shielding and stuff. But if we're going for, like, an MMO kind of feel... There has to be some kind of healer, along with a tank and along with another class of which I can't remember what it's called. But no, I'm definitely excited to see.
And that kind of brings the mystery to it. Like, what is it? What's left to come out? You know, what is there going to come out? Is there going to be like a birth of like a new class that has to do with a new race?
And are they going to give us new planets?
That too. You know,
I for one am very excited to see if we ever get Uranus. I mean, I would. There's nothing more I would love to do than explore Uranus. I can just picture my Guardian all up in Uranus.
I can imagine that.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Speaking
of planets, did you know, like, going off a little tangent here, I was looking through Facebook the other day, and I follow, like, I'm a nerd like that. I follow the news just to know what's going on.
What?
I follow the news. Yeah, there's pretty interesting stuff going on in the news. I'll cover that later. But did you know that they're bringing Pluto back as a planet?
Can't just bring Pluto back.
But yeah, they're just like, Pluto, you can be a planet again.
What's up, bud? Remember when we said you couldn't be in?
You're back.
Some rule changes. No hard feelings, though, right? You. I mean, we called you a dwarf, but it's all good.
Yeah.
You can't.
What if they go full MMO on Destiny? They bring in like a dwarf class. Like they go like kind of like that modern like with an archer, like which is kind of like the
bring in like a short person class. Is that what
no like a dwarf like a
oh I don't
like brawler type of people. Like what if they go like full on MMO on there?
So, that would be definitely interesting. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm still dumbfounded that we can just bring Pluto back. Is it because people are complaining, or is it just are they just like, you know what, Pluto's good enough. Maybe we call it a planet now.
I don't know. I didn't really read too much on that. Just kind of laughed at the fact they were bringing Pluto back as a planet. But yeah, that's kind of like the big old rumor that's going on right now. It's like, whoa, two extra guardians. What more races? You know, like what's gonna happen next?
That's too crazy, but there was one thing I wanted to tell you about, and okay. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's this this new show going around. It's called BoJack Horseman.
I saw videos or like trailers on the TV, and I thought it was just like this other kind of like Adult Swim stupid parody movie or whatever. TV
like you're gonna see it, and for those of you who haven't seen it, like I would suggest like you look at the preview or something. But you're gonna see BoJack Horseman, and you're instantly gonna think that it's some kind of stupid Adult Swim.
Like what thing. I thought when I first saw it was like, oh, it's just another like. It's just an Adult Swim version of a regular show. That's what I thought, because that's what the animation looked like, and it was kind of like that. Like
that's what
they
it
were
going to
make more
like,
perverted jokes and stuff like that.
And to be honest, like the animation is a little more low-key than most other things, but
yeah.
what I was really surprised about is how good of a show it actually was.
Really?
Yeah, I found myself one day, you know how you have like the stupid DVR where if someone's watching something recorded, you can't do the same.
Yeah.
So I'm there, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll watch Netflix. And I found it, so I was like, okay, why not? I'll give it a chance. And about three episodes in, I was hooked. Because,
yeah.
Like, you find out that it's not just, like, these... It's only one season so far. I'm mm-hmm. hoping they're going to make another one. But you start to watch it, and you see that it's not so much about it being, like, these stupid, like, perverted jokes or, like, these crazy nonsense, but it's an actual story. BoJack mm-hmm. Horseman is a TV star from the 90s who had his own show about raising human children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was just a plot to it.
Raising human children.
Yeah, it was called Horsing Around. It was, yeah, they called it Horsing Around.
Okay.
They show you, like, clips from the old show and everything. Like, it's pretty cool. And then when they get down to it, though, the entire season, I'm not giving any spoilers here, I'm just telling you what it's about, basically, is that the season is basically about BoJack writing a memoir because he wants to go out of this world being loved and known that he was, you know, known and adored because
yeah.
at this point in his life, he's a washed-up actor. He can't get a job. He's just... His life is falling apart, and you see him fall victim to alcoholism, to drugs, to all kinds of things. It turned into a very serious show with a lot of emotion.
So it looks like a really goofy show, but in fact, it's like it hits you with like
yeah.
really deep.
And don't get me wrong,
stuff.
It's got its stupid moments. Like it's got some hilarious moments, but
yeah.
at the end, it all comes like full circle. And they're not random episodes. Each episode like goes into the next. They're all connected, mm. so it's a one big story. It's not just
cool.
like the marvelous misadventures of BoJack, you know. Yes, I know the flapjack thing, but I wasn't going there.
BoJack,
yeah.
flapjack.
Exactly. We're there. So that was just the quick thing that I wanted to go off of on that. Now I do have one other thing.
All right.
And a recent friend of mine, a coworker of mine, his name's Jesse. Mm-hmm. I'll give him credit on the podcast. But Jesse, he sent me this this article. It was real late at night, so I didn't get time to read it. But I read it this morning, and it's about the new Batman game coming out.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah. And basically what it was saying is how this new Arkham Knight game is going to be the ultimate Batman simulator. Yeah, the ultimate Batman simulator.
Well, it makes sense because the map's supposed to be five times bigger than Arkham City.
Yes.
You can drive the Batmobile now. You can use your gadgets midair while you're gliding. You can do all of this crazy stuff. So yeah, it would make sense. Like you could be the Batman, you
yeah,
know, as the tagline
it's
says.
It's too crazy to see it as that though. That it's not a video game, but simply a simulator.
Because, I mean, and even the villains themselves, it's told that it's going to be a lot more difficult. Because without there being an actual, like, crime lord or crime boss to judge them, I think it said something about how, like, the criminals are now braver and they're doing their own thing and forming their own factions.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen Scarecrow? Like, he looks crazy.
That's a whole other thing, though. Like, Scarecrow in this game is not actually, like, ruling these guys. Like, they're doing their own thing. Scarecrow's on his own.
He's actually the main boss of this one. Like, if you look in the trailers, spoiler alert, if you don't really know anything about Batman or the new Arkham Knight, is actually that the premise of the game is that Scarecrow is essentially wanting to fill Gotham with tear gas, mm-hmm. kind of like how he did in the Batman Begins Christian Bale movie series.
Yeah.
What's it called? Like, he's trying to do the same thing, but it's, like, more out for revenge. Because, like, if you saw in the first Batman Arkham Asylum, he kind of fed Batman kind of fed Scarecrow to Croc. Very end.
Yeah.
Like, even if you look, it shows, like, in the new Batman Arkham Knight, his face is all mangled, he's got one dead white eye.
I've forgotten
It's really, really creepy. And, it's actually pretty crazy, and it adds a different aspect to it, like, something you wouldn't expect. Scarecrow to take up the mantle as the main bad guy since the Joker, spoiler alert, is dead in...
I don't know if that's a spoiler. That happened about two games ago.
Yeah, but there are still people who are like, you'd be surprised. I work at GameStop, and you'd be surprised how many people are like, I've never played Batman Arkham City. I'm like, really?
I kind of think that...
Yeah, the Joker's still in it, right? He's still alive, and I'm like, no.
I think their whole response to making Scarecrow, like, the main bad was pretty cool just because, well, A... You know, Mark Hamill's not going to be doing the Joker anymore.
Sadly, yeah.
So why do we want the Joker if it's not Mark Hamill, you know? It's just not the same.
I mean, they tried that in Batman Arkham Origins.
It wasn't right. So, but what's cool is that the article said that the reason why they chose Scarecrow is because when you look at it, him and Batman essentially use the same weapon, which is fear.
Mm-hmm.
So they mentioned something about how it would be interesting of how they collide and stuff like that. Yeah. So on top of it, you know, on top of having free roam, on top of having the entire city, the Batmobile, tougher enemies, it's set to be the most ultimate Batman simulator.
Yeah.
Now, is it weird to say, though, that as much as I love Batman, I want to play as Bruce Wayne?
No. I don't know if you knew, but you were able to play as Bruce Wayne in the Batman Arkham Origins video game.
You were?
There was an expansion pass where you could play as Bruce Wayne training to be Batman in the League of Shadows.
Oh, no, I didn't.
There's actual legit confirmation of a DLC, and it was already out there that you could play as Bruce Wayne training to be Batman in the League of Shadows.
No, I never got to buy it.
He wasn't in the cowl, he wasn't in the cape and cowl.
It was just him and the...
a grizzly Bruce Wayne in, like, this tattered-up ninja kind of outfit.
Oh, well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I want to be, like, I want to go to board meetings, I want to do paperwork.
baller Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I want to drive the Maserati to work every day. Like, I want to do, like, the Grand Theft Auto aspect of this. I don't know.
The Christian Bale movie? Shall we take the Lamborghini, then?
Yeah.
Much more subtle.
Nice. But, yeah, no, that was just my
thing on that. And then the confirmation of the Arkham Knight was brought into there. Like, they teamed up with Geoff Johns, the head of DC, and created this new villain altogether.
Yes, you know, I saw a picture of the Arkham Knight on Instagram the other day. There are people commenting, they're like, oh, this is like Iron Man and Batman. Oh, that's a cool bat suit. I had to stop them, and I commented on both these guys. I added them in there, and I was like, this is not a new Batman. This is the Arkham Knight. It's a new villain from DC for Batman, but not Batman. And, you know, they took it the wrong way. They thought I was being a smartass, but it doesn't matter. The point is we have to correct these people before we have another Godzilla 2000.
It's not an anti-Batman. It's not a reverse Batman. It's not Owlman. It's not any of that stuff. Owlman would be cool.
I would pay money for
Owlman. Yeah, this would be pretty cool. But it's different. To me, it's like Deathstroke meets Batman combined.
Pretty much.
It looks like it. It really does. Like, he uses guns and stuff like that.
What I'm actually afraid of.
That different kind of persona of Batman. Like, I'm going to show you, you know.
Yeah,
who the real Arkham Knight is around here.
You got to think about what you just said, and this what kind of scares me is that they're going to use it, and in the end, it's going to be Jason Todd. Like, what if this is their introduction of, like, the Red Hood kind of thing? But if it is, I'm going to be very mad.
Yeah.
But then again, they did say it's a new villain, so we're not too sure.
It is a new
villain,
and they work. Yeah. So
it might not be Jason Todd, but it is the same premise. Yeah.
And another thing I'm really looking forward to, like, really, really looking forward to, and I really hope they add this in, Hush.
I kind of knew you were going to go there.
They teased Hush in Arkham City, where he took on the persona of Batman and said, "I'm off to ruin Batman's career." Left. And
Did you have to do? He was just running around the city, taking off people's faces, right?
He started as this little like crime wave, and you got to inspect these bodies whose faces have been carved and mangled up, like their pieces of their face are missing.
Mm-hmm.
And you find enough people whose faces are all messed up, and it leads you to this one broken down house in a back alley. You go in, and it's this surgery room, this makeshift surgery room.
Okay.
And once you walk in and you go up to like the operating table, the gate shuts behind you in that room. You turn around, like he cuts to a cinematic, and Batman turns around and he goes up to the bars and he sees Hush.
Oh snap.
And he has this little back and forth with Hush, and Hush starts like slowly taking off his bandages, and bam, you see Bruce Wayne's face. Like stitched together with all these different pieces of other people's faces, you see Bruce Wayne's face.
Holy shit.
And he says, "I'm out to go destroy Bruce Wayne's life." And he leaves. And right after he leaves the building, you unlock the gate with your little cryptographic sequencer.
Yeah.
And walk towards the door, and you hear Alfred say, "You know, are you going to go after him, you know?" And Batman's like, "No, I'll go after him tomorrow." You know? And it's like...
Yeah, so there's something insinuated
like
there.
It hyped me up to the... Because I read the Hush novel. I'm all about, like, Batman versus Hush and, like, the whole childhood friends becoming enemies, stuff like that. It was really, really cool. So, like, when I saw it, I was like, yes, I'm going to find Hush. I'm going to track him down. I'm going to fight him and stuff like that. And they're like, no, I'll get him tomorrow. And I'm like, no, don't do that to me. So well, I'm really hoping...
There's only so much you can do in about, you know, one night.
That's true. So I'm really hoping, since it's like, hey, five times the maps, bigger stuff, bigger world, they have to add Hush. Like, yeah, they have to. Good about continuing stuff like that, you know.
So that would be good. I really look forward to fighting Hush.
The other one is the tie-in with Azrael and the new Batman Arkham Knight.
Azrael?
Yeah. Remember Azrael? Azrael in Batman Arkham City, and he gives you this prophecy, like, Gotham will burn. Which side will you be on? You know,
right.
He gives him that whole thing. And that ties into this one so beautifully that it's like, it's very subtle. But if you're really a big Batman fan, you follow the Batman games like I do, you can tell, like, it's that's what it's going to be like. It's going into that.
I think for that, we're going to have to do some research, because I definitely want to look into the Azrael, like the stuff in between that. But there's one thing I wanted to bring up before we run out of time. So I think this would be great. We should, like, do more research on what's going to go on with that.
Yeah.
And then we'll cover it more next week, because I'm real stoked for this game.
Cool, yeah.
But one thing I wanted to cover also was this new DC movie coming out.
You told me about that, yeah.
Not a live action, it's another animated film, and it follows, the Justice League War. And as we all know, like, the Justice League War was amazing simply because of the fact that Wonder Woman was wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Many can argue with you for that, but I mean, that's my favorite Wonder Woman.
I kind of, it is too, like... Not just because she's more clothed, it's just because she embraces herself a lot better.
True.
In that movie. Like, it's like, I'm wearing a scantily clad outfit. It makes me feel powerful, you know? It's not just a sex symbol for people to look at. It makes me feel like, you know, a hero. It makes me feel powerful. Like that whole scene where she ropes the guy and he's like, "I cross-dressed in a Wonder Woman outfit. It makes me feel powerful." And she's like, "It makes me feel powerful too." You know, I'm wearing this.
It's a better Wonder Woman altogether. But not on top of that, just the animation itself.
Yeah.
When you look at the Justice League War and stuff like that, I just thought it was amazing. But one thing I'll never get over in that movie, before I move on to the next one, is just how unbelievably bitched Batman got by Superman. Me and you were both huge Superman and Batman fans. We love Batman, but if they had a first encounter, we have to admit that that would be it right there.
Yeah.
Because he's unprepared and unready for it. But we're not going to talk about that. That's that's a different day.
Because Superman's going to get bitched by Batman.
Ultimately, in the end.
Ultimately.
Of course. But what I wanted to cover was everyone's favorite hero by far. And I'm talking like the most powerful man in DC by anyone and everyone's opinion.
And no, we don't mean to.
No. We are, in fact, talking about the mighty Aquaman.
Indeed.
Okay, you laugh, but when you really think about it, Aquaman is freaking powerful. And on top of that, he's a king.
That's true.
He rules the ocean.
He rules Atlantis with an iron trident.
Yeah, nice. Anyways, and this next movie is going to be all about that, because at the end of War... you know, they rise from, like, the sea or something, and there's all these dead fish from the battle they had. Mm-hmm. And I think it's Black Manta stands there, and he's like, yes, the earthlings shall pay, not the earthlings, the land dwellers shall pay for what they have done to our beautiful ocean.
They'll pay.
Yes, they'll pay, see? Gonna pay with their lives, see? For the fish they've killed, see? See? But anyways, so the movie's finally coming out, and it's called Justice League, Throne of Atlantis, and it's going to be basically the rising of Aquaman. And I love how they've depicted it, because when you look at it, he's not like the fun-loving, cheerful Aquaman. He's in the preview, because there's no, like, real footage yet, but in the preview, he's just like this grisly, like, let's get down to business kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know a whole lot about it, but I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're bringing a lot to Aquaman, like... I remember the one, I don't know if it's a, I don't read a lot of Aquaman, so forgive me if I'm not accurate, but I remember seeing, like, in a comic book or just a fan art of, like, one thing that was like, yeah, Aquaman could totally do that. And it was a picture of him summoning Cthulhu.
No shit.
Yeah. I don't remember if it was in a comic book or not, or so I did see it in a fan image for sure. But it was Aquaman spawning Cthulhu, or, like, summoning Cthulhu.
I guess, yeah. When you think about it, he could do that.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things, like, I had thumbed through an old comic a long time ago, and it was of Aquaman just, like, walking through this devastated city, fighting all these people, but he was just walking around with a tidal wave behind him. Like nobody's business. Like, and the tidal wave wasn't receding, it wasn't, like, going down, he was just walking with a tidal wave. So, when you really do think about it, I guess this man
chilling
is a lot
with
more...
my crew.
Well, if his crew is just a tidal wave.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to mess with him.
Exactly. So, I think he is a little misunderstood. I think he's a lot more powerful than we believe. I mean, the man is bulletproof.
Yeah.
He can leap buildings in a single bound. He's super strong. He's a king. He rules the ocean. That's more than what any one
Aquaman
ruler.
Aquaman is slowly rising in popularity and power.
And I think that was DC's intent, just because of, like, how dissed he was, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
he's Aquaman. It's whatever, you know?
No one wants to be Aquaman until, of course, Justice League.
Yeah.
I was going to call it Game of Thrones
Aquaman
again.
Aquaman sucks. He sucks underwater.
Is that a Big Bang? Yeah. Big Bang Theory?
He sucks fish pee.
Oh, my God. I still haven't watched that full series.
That episode is funny. But yeah, Aquaman's really being brought up in power, which is really cool. So, I know you've been thinking a lot about playing Magic and stuff like that, and you showed me that you learned about a lot about Magic.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm very glad that I got into Magic because I think this is going to change a lot of people's opinion of me. Simply because, you know, at some point they're like, man, this guy is really cool. He can do it all. Carlos is the best. And then they're going to see me playing Magic. They're like, damn, just when we thought he wasn't a nerd.
Right.
So it's going to be great for me. I mean, I'm gonna lose a social life. There's no way I'm dating women after this. But anyways, the point being that I totally lost my train of thought just now.
About you being a nerd? Magic?
Yeah, that's all true. Oh, yeah, anyways. No, so, again, my friend Jesse at work, he showed me the Magic game, and he told me, like, how much the cards cost and this and that. So I was like, why not? I go out and I buy this, like, $40 pack. Like, it's a huge pack. It comes with all these cards. And I've been thumbing through it, and I love it. Like, I think if you're going to try anything besides Yu-Gi-Oh, because Yu-Gi-Oh is complicated as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for something else, I would say Magic is the way to go. It's a lot simpler. There's a lot less to it than Yu-Gi-Oh. So I would definitely go with that.
Yeah, I'm really psyched to have you show me, like, everything you know. Because it looks pretty interesting. Like, a lot of people... Even when I'm at college, I'm surprised, like, a lot of people are still playing Magic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll touch over that as the weeks go and such, because, you know, I'm still new to it. I just picked it up a few days ago, so it's going to be, it'll be something exciting.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to get to our most anticipated part of the night, which is Fight Night Fridays. I did try to change the thing up a bit, because it's not the weekend, but we will have Who Would Win Weekend soon. Like, I want to have this big old thing where, like, we have a weekend of, like, this tournament style. We pick our heroes and we have them fight, you know.
Yeah.
and have a whole tournament that lasts the whole weekend. But we're going to have Fight Night Fridays every Friday. So as of last episode, I did say that I was going to go with the leader of the Autobots, Mr. Optimus Prime. And you said you were going with who again?
Well, I was going with Scorpion originally. Yeah. But after realizing that was a stupid choice, you kind of put me on the spot, that's why. But I've decided to go, and I'm going an anime route here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Gurren Lagann.
Mech versus mech.
Yes, and I'm not like when you have to look at it this way. It's not going to be Gurren Lagann as in Kamina and Simon in the same suit. I'm talking just the suit itself, as if it could fight with its own personality and such. So I believe we have five different points for each other. There's going to be five rounds here. We're each gonna state one point that we like or that we think is a good argument.
Cool. So let's go ahead and set this up for a minute, and then, all right. So, are we ready to fight it out?
I think we are. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Round one.
Okay, so my first point is going to be that Optimus Prime is the leader of the Autobots. I mean, he was a born leader. Technically, he was a born leader. He just didn't know it yet. Optimus Prime, as you know, is born Orion Pax, a simple mechanic.
Yes.
He was chosen by both the Matrix of Leadership and the Allspark to become the next Prime.
Hmm.
So he was basically chosen by their version of a god and the Matrix of Leadership, which chooses the next Prime, who is worthy to become the next Prime, who is like the best of the best, the most noble, everything like that, to become the leader of this legion of Autobots, which were technically just the all-around good guys that just wanted to regain Cybertron for peace. So that's my first point that I'm going with, that he's this born leader, so he knows fight tactics, he knows how to take command, he knows how to do all this stuff. He's taken Megatron on hand-to-hand numerous times and beat him. So what can Gurren Lagann bring to the table in your first little point there?
My only argument to your born leader would just be that, for one fact, Gurren Lagann never had the option to die. Mm-hmm. Optimus Prime has died. Sure, he's been brought back to life, but he's died. For Gurren Lagann, dying was not an option. It was either all the way or nothing, and they did that just so. I mean, one of the pilots may have died, but the machine itself has never died, and if it was its own person, it wouldn't, because it's just an ultimate badass. And as we've seen, it has the power to evolve. So regardless of what Optimus Prime could bring to the table, Gurren Lagann could fire it right back out. So that's my first point.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna go straight into round two.
Round two.
All right. So my point in round two is going to be a rebuttal to your ever-changing, evolving Gurren Lagann,
okay,
is that Optimus Prime does link up with other Autobots. I don't know if you've seen the Transformers Armada and even the new Michael Bay Transformers movies that he does. You know, he has that trailer that he carries around. It's not just for show. It's a military base that has both mini-cons. It can store both mini-cons. In one instance, it's stored remains of Jetfire that he could use in power links with, so that gave him wings and these giant guns that he had at the end, and which made him fly. He can interspace travel, stuff like that. So he can utilize his fellow soldiers and use them to his advantage. And it's not double teaming, because they're becoming part of him, and he still remains control of those parts. So technically, it's still him.
Okay.
So he does have the power link and stuff like that. He gets he can fly. He has giant guns. He becomes bigger as well, and he gains more power off of that. So that is my point.
All right. My response to that, the four responses I have left, I'd have to go with the fact that he can link up with others, sure, and like as you know, even Gurren Lagann can go into like its Mecha Ultra like universe form. But the point I'm making is that They run off a fuel source, and what was it called?
Energon.
Yeah, they run off of Energon cubes, and the thing with Gurren Lagann is that there's never mention of or like anything like a fuel source for him. He kind of just runs on manly fighting spirit. And I mean, mm-hmm. How much better does it get than that? Like oh shit, like you know, I'm running low, I can't operate. The only instance that he did that was when the pilots were hungry.
Yeah,
and that was it. There was just no spirit going to it. So he's actually fueled and powered by manly fighting spirit,
yeah,
as opposed to having to dig up Energon cubes and hunt him down and worry about whether he's going to see tomorrow, because he knows he's going to see tomorrow. So, regardless of, you know, Optimus's ability to link up or interspace travel such, the point is he's limited. He's limited, and he's got to find fuel source eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But Grimlugan does not.
Okay. Then let's get right on to round three, then. Here we go.
Round three.
Okay. So my point at round three is a rebuttal to that, is that Grimlugan's fighting spirit, yeah, it does run off fighting spirit, but as long as the pilots themselves carry on that manly spirit, that manly toughness, and in a few episodes of that, we did see the main pilot, Simon, actually kind of fail to show that manly toughness in a few of the episodes, like, because he was afraid of dying, and he actually wanted to retreat many of those times.
True,
so
true.
Even
let me remind you just for a second that we're not talking about the pilots.
No, yeah. But even okay. Even if, you know, you run it off of manly toughness, you have to still think about the emotions of, let's say Gurren Lagann was this, you know, this all-powerful, just sentient being that could live by itself when and fuel itself.
Yeah.
Based on manly toughness. Like, it wouldn't be running all the time with manly toughness. Like, you know, like, it would come with still emotions, and it would still feel fear and stuff like that, just as the pilots would if they were piloting them. So that would still be a little bit of a downfall on his side. And I'm just going to go with the one surefire thing that Optimus always has, as well as every other Autobot, is the art of deception. Which is of course their iconic transformations. So Optimus Prime does have that little element of surprise going on.
Okay.
Instead of like, he, yes, of course you could see him coming in this big 18 wheeler.
Of course.
But think of it this way, like, if he were to really change his tactics up and stuff like that, because he's been other vehicles. He's been a fire truck. He's been a fire truck. He's been a, of course, the iconic 18-wheeler. He's been in the Beast Wars. You see him as Optimus Primal, this really big hulking gorilla, King Kong type of guy.
Yeah.
And so he takes on many forms based the Transformers take on many forms based on what they scan. So if Optimus Prime really wanted just to deceive everybody, he would fight, attack you, hide in the shadows, scan something, scan another vehicle, and just go on, find you again, hammer you, run, disguise, and then go back again. Like,
true,
he wouldn't.
I mean, who's not going to notice this giant robot scanning other vehicles? And if you're in the middle of the battlefield, look, majority of the time with the Transformers, they try to fight in unpopulated areas. They don't always, but they try to.
Yeah.
So, for instance, that fight in the forest. Yeah, he fought there, but what's he going to turn into? What's he going to hide from there?
That would fall under the category of still having that trailer with him and having, like, he's always going to be prepared. He's a leader,
true.
He's never going to just run in half cocked and be like, all right, let's do this manly toughness and like fight it out without having a plan. Optimus Prime is a born leader, trusted with the matrix of leadership, which in a way guides him with the power of the Allspark.
Okay. Well, I guess so, my only response to that, and it's a little off, but my only response to that being is that, you had talked earlier about like, the ability to double team and whatnot. I believe that Gurren Lagann do that just because they are two robots in one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, say you're taking down one, they just detach, and now you've got two to deal with. That's two machines that run off manly toughness. And in a fight, you know, it's all about manly toughness, so they're running off each other. That's my only point for this. I don't know if you want to get straight on to round four.
Round four? Yeah, we can go and do that.
Go straight to round four.
Round four.
Okay, so my round four.
I actually just want to leave this one real quick.
All right, go for it.
I think I've got a great point here.
Go for it.
The Giga Drill.
Okay.
I think that it makes him by far the most powerful, just because he has the drill that is the drill that pierces the heavens, and clearly did. And let's not forget, you know, there's nothing that drill can't go through. And ultimately, that's not his final form. I mean, there's that one point where he stands and he's got thousands of these drills sticking out of himself. Right. So, I mean, you know, if Optimus Prime can be pierced by, like, a punch or by a sword or by anything, really, this Giga Drill can really just mess him up. That's my opinion on that, is that the Giga Drill would be the ultimate weapon.
Okay. So this is your final Final thing is what you're going for.
No, if you recall, we have one more.
One more point? Okay, cool.
That should have been my last one, but I screwed up. So, okay.
So, my rebuttal to that. I'd still go with the fact that Optimus Prime wouldn't run in half-cocked, and he'd still have everything prepared. Like, Optimus Prime, throughout multiple Transformers series, does have a plethora of weapons. Mm-hmm. Like, he does have extra energon-fueled weapons that are just pure energy. Just pure energon firing straight at you, just blowing up everything in its path, and just, like, his ultimate blast. Like, I believe it's in the series Transformers Energon, that they have these energon power packs that they, not ingest, but, like, they combine with themselves, and it unlocks a hidden gun that they didn't even know that they had that shoots just a blast of pure energon completely at the enemy, like, decimating them.
I'll admit that's a good point.
So, yeah, and aside from that, Optimus Prime still has a plethora of weapons, from his, like, handheld blasters to his big protonic, like, not protonic, but, like, this big iconic rifle blaster that he always has, even in the Generation 1, to the other iconic battle axe that Optimus Prime just charges into, like, this energon-heated battle axe that'll just cut through anything like butter. So that's what I have to rebuttal to that.
All right, well, I guess we just got one more round then, and let's jump into that.
Round 5.
All right, so my final one, and it's not the best to end on, but this is my final argument right here, is that Gurren Lagann is self-healing, as we see in the series. So no matter what you do to him, at the end of the day, he's healed. Like, that's it. He doesn't need to be repaired. He doesn't need to be fixed. He's just back to normal, purely off the fact of manly spirit.
Yeah.
So I believe whatever you can throw at him, regardless of it being raw energy or just, you know, straight up a brawl, he can come back from it very easily.
Yeah. Okay. So my point to counter that would actually be two things. Okay. Two mini points that kind of tie in together to make my last rebuttal. Optimus Prime has taken on planets. So he's taken on things as big as your Tengenpappa Gurren Lagann, your planet-sized Gurren Lagann, in Unicron. So there have been actual comics. I'm not going off the of course, the iconic movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Optimus Prime has fought Megatron and Unicron in series as well. And he's beaten Unicron, who is this planet-eating, planet-sized, you know, Transformer that he's taken down. And speaking of the 1984 Transformers movie. Brings me to my final point, is always just going to be the Matrix of Leadership. The Matrix of Leadership is this one thing handed down from Prime to Prime that was given to Optimus Prime to light our darkest hour. So if anything, if Gurren Lagann was wailing on Prime, like, really, really badly to the point where Prime was going to die, Prime would unleash the power of the Matrix and light our darkest hour, which if you saw in that Transformers Classic Generation 1 movie, was powerful enough to destroy internally the planet-sized Unicron.
That's an excellent point, but let's not forget that Gurren Lagann has taken down a god.
Gurren Lagann has taken down a god, but Gurren Lagann was pretty banged up. Like, once you separate...
Yeah, but you can't account for the damage that Unicron took on, you know, Ultimate Prime, what the hell?
Optimus
Prime, sorry. I mean, you can take that into account all you want, but the fact is, in the end, they took down a god. Not just a planet-eating machine, but a god. And a planet-eating machine. Hell, they took down the moon.
Technically, yes.
They took down the
moon. But I still believe in the fact that the Matrix, that Optimus Prime using the Matrix to, quote-unquote, light his darkest hour, would essentially eradicate any incoming threat, despite the size or being... So we'll leave that to the fans to decide. We have set up a Twitter page.
It's not our decision. So.
Yeah, we'll leave that to y'all for y'all to decide. We have set up a Twitter page and stuff like that. Like I said earlier, how can they search the Twitter page?
we can leave a link in the description of the podcast. No,
okay,
yeah, we can leave a link there, and we hope that you guys will join us. We've got all kinds of things coming up.
Yeah, all kinds of different things, events. We've actually set up more than Twitter page. We have a Twitter. We have a Facebook. We also have a YouTube, because we are initially uploading this to iTunes. But yeah. For those of you that do not have iTunes, of course, we will have a YouTube channel going out that we will have our episodes on as well.
Yep. So show us some support, guys, because we're just starting out and we really appreciate it. But that's pretty much it for this episode. So stay classy.
Yeah.
Hey guys, just wanted to give a real quick thanks. Thanks for listening tonight. Just show us some support, guys. We love doing this. We hope you love us. Show us some support. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us on Twitter.
But don't follow us in real life, because that'd be really, really creepy.
Yeah, that's a little unwelcome. So show us some love, guys, and we'll show you some love. Hope you enjoy our future broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed this one most of all. Y'all have a great night, and stay classy.
Later, guys.